This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about another way to praise God. So recently, I learned one of the Hebrew meanings for the word praise, which is tadal, and it means to praise God for things not yet received. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Elijah, who surely knew how to thank God in advance for things not yet received. And as we know, Elijah lived through a severe drought, yet he always believed that God would send rain, even when there wasn't a cloud in the sky. First, Elijah told King Ahab to go and enjoy a good meal because a mighty rainstorm was on the way. And at this point, Elijah had not seen a drizzle of rain, much less a downpour, but he demonstrated tadal anyway. Next, Elijah instructed his servant to look toward the sea for rain, but the servant returned only to report that he didn't see any rain. Elijah sent the servant to look again and again, yet each time he reported no sign of rain. But finally, on the seventh time, the servant reported a tiny cloud, but still no rain. Elijah took this tiny cloud as a major sign and cautioned all the others that if they didn't get home before the storm, the rain would stop them. Soon, the clouds turned black, and what Elijah praised God in advance for came to pass. There was, in fact, a mighty rainstorm. So what areas of your life do you need to demonstrate tadal? Are you praising God or are you holding back because you haven't seen enough yet? If so, hold on to these words. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, tadal him.